Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, March 14th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Philadelphia Athletics 18, Cleveland Indians 17, 1932. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Hello and welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast where we delve into the fascinating corners of the world's collective knowledge, all courtesy of Wikipedia. Today, we're stepping onto the diamond to relive an extraordinary moment in baseball history, a slugfest for the ages that unfolded on July 10th, 1932, when the Philadelphia Athletics squared off against the Cleveland Indians and emerged victorious with a staggering final score of 18-17. Baseball fans, imagine a game so wild and high-scoring that it feels like something out of a Hollywood script. And for the rest of our keen-minded audience, even if you're not die-hard fans of the sport, the sheer chaos and tension of this moment in time provide a thrilling snapshot into America's pastime and its unpredictable nature. Now, step back with me to that 1932 summer day at Cleveland's League Park. The background buzz, the sun beating down on the field, and the crowds filled with anticipation. This was not to be an ordinary game. It was set to become one of the most notorious games in the history of Major League Baseball. The Athletics, managed by the legendary Connie Mack, were the defending American League champions and had already won the World Series twice in the preceding 3 years. Meanwhile, the Indians, led by manager Roger Peckinpah, were striving to make a mark of their own. The stage was set, two solid teams, pride on the line, and an afternoon no one would soon forget. As the game unfolded, offense ruled the day. Combined, the two teams hammered out 35 runs, 35 hits, and 16 different players scored runs. It became more than just a game. It was a relentless back and forth of strategy, skill, and a little bit of luck. Can you fathom what it must have been like to be in the stands? Imagine the roar of the crowd with every crack of the bat, the groans and cheers as the lead changed hands an incredible 12 times. It was the ultimate roller coaster ride. For fans of both teams, there must have been moments where they thought all was lost or victory was assured, only to be swept up moments later in a new tide of fortunes. The Athletics, though, weren't just a run-of-the-mill team. They had stars like Jimmy Fox, who would go on to win the Triple Crown that year. And in this game, Fox would shine brightly, contributing significantly to the Athletics' mammoth score. But the Indians matched them, fiercely battling for every run, refusing to give in. What's perhaps most remarkable is that, despite all the runs scored, not a single home run was hit that day. Isn't that something? In today's game, where the long ball often dominates, this serves as a reminder that pure, strategic baseball, with its singles, doubles, and the occasional triple, can be just as electrifying. The A's ultimately clinched the win, but not before a desperate ninth-inning rally by the Indians. Cleveland clawed back from a three-run deficit to tie the game at 17-17, but the Athletics pushed one final run across the plate in the top of the 10th inning, sealing the deal. This game still stands out in the record books. It remains tied as the second highest combined scoring game in MLB history. But beyond the stats, it represents an era of baseball that is sometimes overshadowed by the modern game, an era where the players may not have been as physically powerful or scientifically trained as today's athletes, but were every bit as competitive and skilled. As we look back from our vantage point in the 21st century, do you think the game of baseball has retained that raw excitement? Has technology and analysis enhanced the experience? Or do moments like this 1932 slugfest hold a charm that today's game struggles to capture? I wonder, listening to this, whether any of you might be reminded of a particularly memorable game you've experienced, where the underdog came through, or perhaps a game where everything that could happen did happen. If you have, I'd love to hear your stories. And if not, maybe this story of the Athletics and the Indians will serve as a reminder that anything can happen in sports. And with that, we wrap up an incredible journey into baseball's past. You've listened to Wikipedia, and I encourage you to take a dive into the detailed account of the Philadelphia Athletics versus Cleveland Indians game of 1932 on Wikipedia. Dig into the box scores, player statistics, and more to relive the excitement through the digital looking glass. Do you think games like these should be part of a broader discussion on sports history in educational curricula? With ethics, societal changes, and technology at the forefront of our shared interests, what lessons can we learn from examining these moments? I invite you to share your perspectives, and who knows, perhaps your thoughts will spark our next enlightening episode. Thanks for tuning in, and don't forget, every page in history has a story to share. Until next time, this is your host, signing off, but never signing out, of the quest for knowledge and the love of the game.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Philadelphia Athletics 18, Cleveland Indians 17, 1932. Thanks for listening. See you next time.